Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for April 1st, 2019, a Monday. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day so that we may say and do things that please you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Say pledge to unity.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We'll begin with item D. Consider possible approval proclamation to Global Youth Services Day. And item F, to consider and approve proclamation for National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Commissioner Weaver has the proclamation for Global Youth Services Day, so if we get the representatives that are here to receive that proclamation, to come to the podium.
Thank you all for being here and what all you do to assist our youth. I will go ahead and read the proclamation. Global Youth Day. Whereas Global Youth Day, Youth Service Day is an annual campaign that celebrates and mobilizes millions of children and youth in the interest of improving their communities each day of the year through service and service learning, while increasing civic engagement, academic motivation, and achievement and workforce readiness. Whereas Global Youth Service Day is one of the largest service events in the world and the only day of service dedicated solely to engaging youth ages 5 to 25. Whereas high quality service programs like IEA, Inspire, Encourage, and Achieve, and the community partners they engage provides opportunities for youth to be active citizens and community leaders, and for schools, community organizations, government agencies, businesses, and families to engage youth as problem solvers and change agents. Whereas the Edward M. Kennedy Service America Act recognizes Global Youth Service Day as a national day of service and calls on all citizens of the United States to participate. Whereas Youth Service America, IEA, Inspire, Encourage, Achieve, and the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department are mobilizing citizens to serve their communities on the Global Youth Service Day. Therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim April 12, 2019 to be Global Youth Service Days in Jefferson County, Texas, and we encourage all citizens to serve their communities. Signed and stated, Judge Jeff Brannick and Commissioners. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and Citizens. Good evening. My name is Matthew Fair. I attend Fort Myers United. My career goal is to become an electrical engineer. IAS helping me to reach this goal. Each year, Global Youth Service encourages us as young people to become activists to advocate for global change of social problems that are affecting our communities and around the world. I believe that being a good citizen and making a difference is a community. In my community, it's my civic duty. Thank you for your service and our efforts.
Well, we appreciate you being here. It's our pleasure to support you in this endeavor. Thank you, Mr. Cockrell, and your team for all y'all do, and of course, IEA for all they've done working with our youth out there. Judy Rogers. Minnie Rogers, excuse me.
Yes, I'd just like to thank the Commissioners Court for your support. I have this program every year, and this is a great opportunity for our kids to give back to the community. So, we do appreciate
this. Thank you. I think there's a lot of fun on the addendum page.
the topic, we engaged a youth advisory committee to identify a particular social issue for this year, and they identified bullying and violence in schools as being the issue that they wanted to address. So over this week's service learning, they're actually learning how to facilitate a empathy and action project, which will take place on April the 12th at an elementary school here in Beaumont. The students will actually, they're actually hosting a book drive right now where they're collecting books on tolerance, kindness, friendship, citizenship, and other topics that promote peace. So we have several book drive locations where we're collecting books, Baby Jean's Homestyle Cooking on Dallin, Jefferson County Juvenile Probation, the CIC building on the campus of Lamar University, the Lamar Institute of Technology also has a drop-off spot. And these are community partners that have agreed to support our young people when addressing this issue of bullying and violence on school campuses. And so they're learning these skills, and on April 12th, they'll actually host an empathy and action day from 4 to 5:30 at a local school in partnership with another program to start teaching young children how to become better citizens as well. So what they're learning, they'll get a chance to teach back. And so I just wanted to share that, and we also have the founder of our organization, Regina, here, and I want to acknowledge her, and also Annie Bell, who's our case manager with IEA. And it's truly a team effort that we're able to put on programs like this, and with the support of Commissioner's Court, we would not be able to help these young people to become better citizens. So we thank you guys for your support, and I'll also allow
thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to come before you, and I wasn't able to be here 2 weeks ago, so I'm making up for it today. Thank you, and I'm sorry that Commissioner Senegal is not here, and as you know, he's going to be honored Thursday evening, so I hope he's feeling well, because we plan to really roast him a little bit that night, as you know, all of you, most of you. This program was started in 1997, 22 years ago, and sometimes I wonder how the years have gone by so quickly, and what did we accomplish, and our goal was to provide youth in the juvenile justice system with compassion, understanding, and love, and knowledge as well. But primarily, the compassion, understanding, and love, which you heard Ms. Avery say, is really part of the Global Youth Service Project, because bullying is a very difficult existence for a lot of kids that are in school, and we see a number of them in the detention center. So for them, when they're involved in our outreach activities, to have an opportunity to give back and to teach younger children about empathy and understanding is really very significant. And that is our goal, to try to keep as many youth as we can out of detention and off probation and to become viable citizens. And every Saturday we do a program that's called You Can Change Your Life. Some of you have been there to speak for us. And at the end of every session, I give the speaker a love stone and a love mint and talk about love being the most important word in the English language. So today, I will leave one of those in your office for you as a reminder of what we're trying to stress and what we feel is the most important value that we can convey to these kids, to love these vulnerable children who have often experienced very devastating circumstances, know that there are people who care about them and love them. Thank you so much for being a group of people who have evidenced that for many, many years now. We love you and appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you all.
Now, Victoria, if you would come forward with whoever you had come with you on the Child Abuse Prevention Month proclamation. Proclamation reads, whereas there were 300,375 children in Texas being reported as abused or neglected every year, whereas 601 children in Jefferson County were reported as abused or neglected last year, whereas communities must make every effort to promote programs that benefit children and their families, and whereas child abuse prevention is a community responsibility and finding solutions depends upon involvement among all people, and whereas effective child abuse prevention programs succeed because of partnerships among agencies, schools, religious organizations, law enforcement agencies, and the business community, and whereas recommend everyone in the community should become more aware of child abuse prevention and consider helping parents raise their children in a safe and nurturing environment. Now therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County hereby proclaim the month of April 2019, the Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and in so doing, we urge all citizens to join in a national effort to raise awareness about the importance of preventing child abuse. I involve members of the Commissioners Court this day. Go right ahead, Ms. Pauline.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. As you said, the numbers are staggering, and I think that our community needs to hear more about that. We removed over 200 children last year and put them in the foster care system. There are over 250 children in the foster care system right now. 211 children in the state of Texas lost their lives last year due to abuse and neglect, and three of those children were right here in Jefferson County. We'd like to invite everybody on Friday, April 5th, to come out to the Fire Pavilion to pay honor to those 211 children who lost their lives. It'll be at noon, and there'll be a lot of speakers there. We'll be giving out information about how you can help prevent child abuse and neglect. And when I say you, I mean me, I mean you, I mean everyone here in this room, in this city, in this state can do something about it, and that is reported. If we don't know anything about it, we can't do anything about it. So we encourage you to be vigilant around children, to be observant, to listen to what they're saying, to believe what they're saying, and most importantly, to make a report to the hotline if you suspect child abuse and neglect. Friday is Go Blue Day across the state of Texas. Everybody wear blue in honor of the children that we have lost and the children that we can hopefully save. I have a great group of people here behind me, our caseworkers, our child advocates, and of course our judge, Judge Thorne, that stands behind us each and every day in the fight against child abuse and neglect. I'd like to invite him to say a few words, which I know he doesn't want to, but he will.
Thank you. I would like to compliment the persons behind me and all the CPS. Jefferson County, and I've said this many times, but I believe it, is extremely fortunate to have some of the best, most dedicated workers, and beautiful as well, I might say. And there's a gentleman back there, too, I believe. And his significant other told me to say he's beautiful. So. I think that it's a catastrophe what we're dealing with, and I want to say that these workers are truly overworked and underpaid individuals who, I don't know why they don't suffer PTSD every day of their lives due to what they see. What this young lady has said is so true. We've got to be vigilant. And we designate April, but it's every day of the year that we should be vigilant. And I do appreciate your time this morning and dedicating this month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've got some blue ribbons that get made with my son. I've got some, and thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you, Commissioner Weaver.
Thank you. Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Grant McKay Company, Inc. in the amount of $1,725 for additional asbestos abatement for approximately 1,132 square feet of mastic and flooring, bringing the contract total from $28,604 to $30,329.79. And via addendum, item E is consider and approve execute receipt and file a contract renewal for term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides to Jefferson County for second 1 year renewal with Target specialty products from April 1st, 2019, March 31st, 2020, with price increases for item one from $26.48 per gallon to $26.73 per gallon, and item number three from $11.24 per gallon to $11.74 per gallon, and item nine from $90 per gallon to $92 per gallon. Price increasing due to manufacturing price increases. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And County Auditor, we have one item, A, regular county bills, check numbers 457-401 through 457-654. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A will be tabled until next week. Item B, we have determined is unnecessary because the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is going to take care of the subsurface lease issue. Item C is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute Texas General Land Office application for state land use lease, surface lease, coastal to accommodate the increase of the Barlow site area for the dune restoration. We've already done item D. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the North American Wetlands Conservation Act grant partner agreement to the Upper Salt Valley Salt and Stipend at J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area for the use of North American Wildlife Conservation Association funds awarded to Ducks Unlimited. And via addendum, item G is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute receipt and file a letter of agreement between Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6, Jefferson County, and Gary and Jane Marino for drainage and utility easement to improve drainage, which I believe is located in precinct 2. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, I'd just like to thank DD6 for their assistance and cooperation and all the things that y'all are doing, not particularly just in my precinct, but all over the county to improve drainage. I really appreciate it. So please express my appreciation to the board and to Judge LeBlanc.
Yes. And we're being able to do these NACA grants today and siphons. So agreements, because we've had the money available for probably a year and a half to construct the siphons for around a little over $6 million. And those will restore fresh water inflows into the southerly marshes of Jefferson County from higher elevation in the marshes north of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway. I had originally been told a year and a half ago that it was going to take about 90 days for the United States Army Corps of Engineers permitting process, and we just got the permits last Tuesday. So I'm very happy that although they were delayed for a lot longer than what we were originally assured would happen, we finally got them in hand and can begin construction. And hopefully that's going to be starting here in a few weeks. So I'm very excited about that. Anything any other member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much. Okay.
Let's finish.